It's not enough to get it. It's not enough to say, oh, that makes total sense. You have to bypass that. That's the difference between sometimes just doing psychoanalysis, where you're just conscious mind talking to conscious mind. The person walks out and they do the same thing over again. You have to bypass this conscious knowing or thinking and get down into the subconscious feeling and believing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you know or think. I'm going to repeat that. It doesn't matter what you know or think. It matters what you believe and feel unconsciously.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you guys listening week in and week out. We have a special interview episode this week with somebody who I really kind of went into thinking one way about this, what this person does for a living, and came out with a whole nother perspective.
Yes, and we haven't had an interview podcast, I feel like, in a little while. So this is a nice get back to that great exposure to someone, something new.
Yes, exactly.
And I think this topic, especially, a lot of people may have some preconceived notions about what it is and how it's done and what it eventually does.
Yep.
And I think you're a good example of that, because I know I was already exposed to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I think we're going to talk about that a little bit more after the interview. We're going to get into the interview right now. I don't want to kind of keep teasing and let you guys too much about what we talked about.
Just exactly.
Just need a little tease. So, but before, you know, we're going to forego the training recap like we normally do, but we do want to talk to you guys about our sponsors, the Hemp Coffee Exchange. You guys know the holidays are coming up, so people are going to be coming over, and what do at the end of the night? You serve coffee, of course.
With dessert. Don't forget the dessert.
There, you're right. So, and what better way to really cap off the night than a really great, delicious tasting coffee. And that's what the Hemp Coffee Exchange provides.
Yes. So next time you're out at your holiday party, you want to make sure your guests can get home afterwards. So you need to give them some caffeine, but you want to impress them too.
Yes.
You know, it's the holidays. This is nice times. You want them to drink something delicious.
Right.
Maybe even with a little nutritional benefit in there as well, which is exactly why we love this product.
Yeah, that's right. So if you guys want to check out more info on this product, head to hempcoffeeexchange.com, or you can listen to our past podcast we did with the creators. And you guys check out the products. They got a lot of info on their website. And you can save money because you're listeners of the Addicted Fitness podcast.
Yes. Use the promo code ATF in your checkout on the online. And you can save 20%.
Yeah.
So this is no little change here.
That's right. Good I know deal. You guys are going to be holiday shopping. You know, we want them to save money any way we can. Boom. Here we go.
Not limited to just Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
That's right.
Boom.
That's 20% all day, every day. All right. So head to hempcoffeeexchange.com. Check them out. All right. So without further ado, I don't want to leave you guys waiting for this interview. I had the chance to speak with the owner and I would say one of the therapists at the Essential Balance Holistic Wellness Center in Tampa, Florida.
Sounds intriguing.
Yes, his name is Hayden Sutherland, and he's got a lot of great skills in more of the holistic approach to medicine. What I found out as a good adjective, the traditional form of medicine, not just the alternative form, okay?
Yes.
So without further ado, here's our interview with Hayden Sutherland. My guest today is a licensed massage therapist, a certified clinical and transpersonal hypnotherapist, and the owner of the Essential Balance Holistic Wellness Center in Seminole Heights, Florida. It's my distinct pleasure to welcome Hayden Sutherland to the Addicted to Fitness podcast. How are you doing today, Hayden?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you decided to join me today. We actually got connected through one of my personal training clients, and we were talking on the phone earlier this week, and you were telling me that you just got back from a Tony Robbins seminar, and he's someone that I'm very fascinated in, and I would love to hear your impressions of the seminar.
Well, he is a very fascinating person, and this was my very first Tony Robbins event. It will not be my last. In fact, I signed up for a few more while I was there. I can only say that it was life-changing. unbelievably life-changing. And even in the work that I do, where I teach people to do what he teaches people to do literally every single day of my life, I was finding that I wasn't applying it to myself. So I took the opportunity to spend a week just for me, sitting at the foot of a master, and I can tell you it's life-changing. I came back a different person. I'm going to be a better person for my family, a better person, a better therapist for my clients, and a better person for me.
Awesome. And that's because I believe I've heard interviews with Tony Robbins, and I've also, there was a recent Netflix documentary out about him kind of documenting those seminars.
I'm not your guru.
Oh, yes. That's it. Exactly.
Amazing. If you haven't seen it, anyone who hasn't seen it, absolutely take a moment. It's on Netflix. It is absolutely two life-changing hours of your time.
I agree. I agree. We'll definitely put that in our show notes to link anybody to make sure that they get it. But I'm not your guru. That's a great documentary. And it really fascinated me even more so with him because he's been around for a long time, as long as I can remember.
I believe this is his 30th year. Right. So it's an anniversary year.
I think I heard some statistic that his infomercial at one point in the 80s was running like continuously. It was on one channel for like days at a time. It would always be on somewhere on
TV. It was.
So that's, I mean, obviously he's helped thousands, well, probably more than thousands, geez, millions of people. So I'm really interested. I mean, one day hopefully I can do like you did, take a little personal time and go take one of his seminars. But I want to focus a little bit more on your facility here and what your background is in how kind of the history of Center, what inspired you to really kind of pursue more of the holistic wellness approach to health?
Well, going back in what I consider my past life, I was actually a pharmacist. I graduated from the University of Mississippi in 1990, and I went into pharmacy and started to very quickly feel that it wasn't what I signed up for. The mantra in pharmacy is managing symptoms. And managing symptoms is a bit like gardening weeds. Who wants to do that? So I started to think there's got to be something more to this than just managing symptoms. I mean, the symptoms come from a cause. So why aren't we looking at the cause? Well, there's no money, there's no market, there's no business to be made in curing causes. Mm-hmm. So pharmacy is a great business plan, but it's a horrible health plan. And because my goal is to truly help people, I went searching for a better way. And through serendipity, I found myself being drawn to the holistic practices, acupuncture, Chinese medicine. So I went down that path, and I actually went to massage school just to put my toe in the water to find the direction before I went and made the investment like I did with pharmacy school. And knew I wasn't going to be a massage therapist, but knew that it was putting me on the path. Mm-hmm. And through that, again, by serendipity, I found hypnotherapy and realized very early on that that was my groove. It was something that I did intuitively and naturally, and it was something that I really enjoyed doing, and I could make money at it. I didn't even realize it was a thing. So when I realized it's something I did really well and naturally was a thing and I could make good money at it, I said, well, let's go down that route. I can actually change people's lives. So that's what brought me to doing hypnotherapy. But then I wanted to expand, and I am a chronic learner. I mean, if I could just go to school, mm-hmm. college, and be paid to do that, I would make that my career for the rest of my life. But that's not going to work out for me. So I tend to want to be everything to everyone. I want to go learn acupuncture. I want to go learn chiropractic. I want to go learn. And I finally broke down and said, I don't have to be everything to everyone. I just need to know those people who can be that. Mm-hmm. So I am going to be the best hypnotherapist I can be. And I'm going to be the best hypnotherapist in Tampa and in Florida. And I'm going to bring in the best at every other modality that I can find. We have the best acupuncturist. We have the best massage therapist. We have the best yoga instructors. We have the best chiropractors. So we have put together an amazing, top quality, outstanding team. We're not good. We're not even excellent. We are outstanding. And that's one thing you learn at Tony Robbins. If you want to excel, you must be outstanding. Excellent doesn't get it in today's world anymore. Mm-hmm. So we at Essential Balance have put together an outstanding team of people who are the top of their game, who can change people's physiology, who can change people's mentality, who can change people's spirituality, graduating them to the next level, levels that they didn't even think were possible.
Now, all the yoga, the chiropractic, and then the hypnotherapy and the massage, that's all taking place in this facility here, too?
It all takes place in this facility. Wow.
And we're going to take some pictures, and like I said, we always put it up on the show notes, so I'm going to take pictures of this beautiful facility. And that's I love the comprehensive approach with the alternative, I guess is one of the words they use for alternative medicine, even though it was probably before the Western approach to medicine.
We don't like that word. Yes. And when we say traditional medicine, what we do is traditional medicine.
That is definitely
allopathic medicine is certainly not traditional.
Yes.
So we consider ourselves traditional practitioners.
Right. I'm going to write that down. Traditional, not alternative anymore. I know, because that's kind of the adjective used for the Eastern approach to ancient Chinese medicine. But traditional, I like that much better. So I want to kind of go into one of the disciplines that, especially like you said, that you're most, I wouldn't say most skilled in, but the one that you kind of pursued the most was hypnotherapy.
Yes.
Because that's a topic I've never discussed as far as relating to health on the podcast before. So I want to get it really from somebody, an expert, about how it can benefit people in the health aspects.
Well, let me start by saying that hypnotherapy, because of stage hypnotists, people see that when they go to the Strawberry Festival. Mm-hmm. And someone calls people up on stage, and before it's over, they've got people clucking like chickens and acting crazy on stage. It's a really good demonstration of the power of hypnosis, but it gives a misimpression of the purpose of hypnosis. Mm-hmm. That is hypnosis as opposed to what we do as hypnotherapy. There is no therapeutic value in having a person cluck like a chicken. Mm-hmm. And if there is, you know, I can certainly accomplish that. But we do the techniques to put the person into a frame of mind that they go outside their box. We get them to move beyond their fears and limitations. And we do that by bypassing the conscious mind and going into the subconscious or the unconscious mind, that extremely, overwhelmingly powerful aspect of your consciousness that literally controls everything you feel, think, and do. So much more powerful. You can concentrate on one thing at a time in your conscious mind. I know we believe we multitask, but we don't really. We just jump from one thing to the other very quickly. But your subconscious mind is that part of your mind that controls all of the involuntary functions of your body down to the cellular and molecular level. It is what controls your dreams, your fantasies, your feelings, your beliefs. It can literally handle millions of things a second. There is virtually no limit to its capacity. But this is the part that runs your show. You have events that happen in your life, and you make associations with those events, and you create beliefs. Those beliefs create feelings, and those feelings create behaviors. So if you want to know why you act a certain way, particularly if you act a certain way that's harmful to yourself, and you keep doing the same thing and keep getting the same result, but you keep doing the same thing, it's because there is a feeling that's causing that behavior, and that feeling comes from a belief. What we do in hypnotherapy is we bypass the conscious mind. We go straight to the belief. Now, it can be useful to know the event that caused that belief or the initial sensitizing event, but it's not necessary. You just need to know what the belief is. And we don't get rid of that belief. We transform it. Because that belief has been getting you to do something in the belief that it was keeping you safe, even if that's smoking or overeating or indulging in things that are harmful to you. Its intention is to keep you safe. And if it's doing it really, really well, let's not get rid of it. Let's transform it and give it a new job. And that's literally what we do in hypnotherapy. We go in, we identify the belief, and we use protocols and techniques that are hypnotic. People use the word trance. We don't generally use the word in the industry, but people understand trance is an altered state of mind. And when you're in that altered state of mind, I'll give a big secret. Probably hypnotherapists aren't going to love that I'm going to tell this big secret, but hypnotherapy is nothing in the world but intense guided meditation.
That's what was kind of my next question. I was like, meditation. And that's another thing that's really big, popular nowadays. I mean, there's apps. There's actually one I use for guided meditation. Yes. So this is kind of a little bit more intense form of that.
It's more intense, more purposeful, more mindful. If the person is working with you in a cooperative approach, mm-hmm. and the person has understanding and education in how to do this therapeutic approach using this meditation, right? So what you're doing is you're removing the obstacles of misinformed beliefs. Beliefs and fears, and helping to guide that part of you that's running the show anyway, running the show and sometimes ruining the show, and giving it a better way. Again, its intention is to keep you safe and to make you happy, much more to keep you safe. I mean, we've got that primitive mind. If you go to India and you take a safari and you're walking through the jungle, and to your right you see the most beautiful orchid you've ever seen, and it has a beautiful fragrance, and you say, I'll never forget this orchid. Mm-hmm. And you walk 10 more steps down the path, and to your left there's a tiger ready to pounce with blood dripping from his fangs. I bet you've already forgotten about the orchid. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, if you come down that same path the next day, you're not looking for an orchid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the subconscious mind doesn't stop there. It applies that to other aspects of your life. So you get on a plane in India and you come back to Tampa, your mind is still looking for tigers. It's still looking for tigers. Mm-hmm. So we can help in the subconscious mind through hypnosis to help your mind drop the fear of tigers when in Tampa. And all of the other misinformed associations it's made from that event. But use that part of your mind to then encourage you to do certain things that are helpful and beneficial to you. Mm-hmm. So we're not getting rid of anything. We're simply giving those parts of you that do really, really good work at harming you to change their approach in a way that helps you.
Right. And I know, obviously, you gave the example of the tiger, meaning basically having fear of, you know, large cats like that, which is a good idea. What kind of other, I would say, health conditions do you treat with the hypnotherapy?
Absolutely. Well, the quintessential approach is, it comes down to smoking and weight loss. People who don't even know a lot about hypnotherapy have heard that people get hypnotized to stop smoking and lose weight. Mm-hmm. Yes, we still do that, and we're doggone good at it. Hypnotherapy is the most effective approach to quit smoking and to lose weight. Why? Because it's not about the cigarettes or the food. It's not about the cigarettes or the food. It's about the feeling and the belief that causes the feeling. And yes, we may have an event that may have caused you. My dad smoked and I really looked up to him. So I associated smoking with being a man, mm-hmm. with being everything that my father was. Or the cool kids. I mean, I don't think the cool kids, people consider the cool kids the smokers in school anymore. But when I was young, the cool kids were the rebels and they were cool. So you automatically make an association. The Marlboro Man. We don't have that anymore. Yeah. But we had generations of subconscious hypnotic programming by the marketing industries to convince us that smoking was cool. K-O-O-L, right? Yeah. So we've also made associations about food, because even people who came from abusive families remember Thanksgiving dinner when they felt safe and they felt their family come together with love. So we make certain associations about food. So when I'm feeling lonely or I'm feeling bored or I'm feeling angry or I'm feeling sad, my subconscious goes back in time and says, what's the answer to this? And it says food,
right?
But no one has ever gotten fat when they ate when they were truly hungry. You get fat when you eat when you're feeding emotions. And that's the reason hypnosis works. It's not because we change the food or we change some other aspect. We change the feeling, and the belief that creates the feeling, and the symptom takes care of itself. Mm-hmm. This is not the Western approach. This is an Eastern approach.
Right.
And it's effective. But we also work with fears and phobias, another thing that people associate with hypnosis. But we also work with people struggling to find purpose, or people who are hitting a wall or a plateau. You're a personal trainer. You know that one of the biggest issues is people hit a plateau. And it's a mental component, mm-hmm. 100% of the time. It's not a physiological component. It's a mental component. Mm-hmm. I can help people get over plateaus, get over blockages. Anxiety and depression is probably the number one thing that people come to see me for now. We live in a very different world than we did 5 or 10 years ago. I've really seen the change. I mean, people used to come because a fear of spiders was ruining their lives. But people have the same level of fear of spiders, but it's so down the list now, mm-hmm. of things that is affecting them. So I'm just seeing a general sense of fear and of fear in anxiety and depression is my number one draw right now.
So obviously it's kind of broadened into that kind of larger topic of anxiety and depression. Now, it was interesting you said, because you were talking about with the smoking, about how the marketing has essentially made it to be popularized.
And the marketing, by the way, is hypnosis.
Right. Okay.
When you're driving down the road and you see a billboard, you may look up there and think, what idiot goes and buys something because they saw it on a billboard? Mm-hmm. What you don't realize is when you drive, you go into trance. You go into an altered state of mind. Mm-hmm. You do that as well when you watch television. You go into an altered state of mind, and then bam, they hit you with a commercial.
Right.
Or you're driving down the road and bam, there's a Big Mac sign up there.
Right.
And you're a vegan and you're wondering, why am I craving a Big Mac? And that's a bit of an exaggeration. Right. But we are all affected by suggestions that are planted when we are in a subconscious, unconscious, altered state of mind. Mm-hmm.
No, and we've talked about it before, is about and how it's kind of being so, I think, insidious, especially the marketing towards, you know, young people,
absolutely,
children, especially. And that's why you think it's not surprising that childhood obesity is,
yes,
on the ride.
Yes.
The rise, you know, it's they're associating like Disney toys with eating kind of really bad food. Yes. And it's just, you know, it's and the way hearing you explain it is just like, of course, it makes perfect sense. Like you said, if you're hungry, you're not going to eat a bag of Doritos, you know, you eat a bag of Doritos because, you know, you're, like I said, it's emotional connection to the food.
Yes.
That is very interesting. I think it's always trying to unlock the whole package or the whole kind of answer, because it's not just, you know, work out, exercise, you're going to lose weight. You know, it's not as easy as that. You know, you got to connect the nutrition. You got to connect the mental fitness too, to be a fully healthy and developed person.
And as much as you say that you get that, because it just makes sense to our conscious minds. Mm-hmm. The problem is, things make sense to our conscious minds all the time, but that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not a smoker that lives in this country who doesn't know for a fact that it causes emphysema, it causes lung disease, it causes them to stink, it causes them to be outcast from polite society. I mean, they're having to stand out by the garbage can in the rain to smoke. It's not enough to know it. It's not enough to get it. It's not enough to say, oh, that makes total sense. You have to bypass that. That's the difference between sometimes just doing psychoanalysis, where you're just conscious mind talking to conscious mind. The person walks out and they do the same thing over again. You have to bypass this conscious knowing or thinking and get down into the subconscious feeling and believing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what you know or think. I'm going to repeat that. It doesn't matter what you know or think. It matters what you believe and feel unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't even know what they believe or feel unconsciously. I will take that back. Most of the time, people don't know what they feel and believe unconsciously.
I'm definitely going to write that down. So there's one thing, too, because you talked about those two things that obviously worked, even though hypnotherapy is applied to many different things, right, as now, as you explained, is kind of the smoking and the weight loss aspect. But those two things, obviously, I think can have almost like a physical addiction, especially with smoking, obviously, you know, with the nicotine or the other kind of components they put in there to make it physically addicting. And same thing with food, you know, sugar makes it almost like similar, they said, to some sort of drug response in your brain. You still believe that even with the physical condition, I mean, physical addictions, that the mental addiction is really what is paramount over those things that are inside those two aspects.
I'll go a step further. There have actually been studies that show that the physical addiction is minuscule. I mean, I know we talk a lot about nicotine and its addiction, and we talk about heroin and its, mm-hmm, addiction, its physical addiction. But there are numerous studies that have shown that when the mental component shifts, the physical addiction doesn't exist. And I'll give an example. In the 70s, we had the Vietnam War, in the early 70s, the Vietnam War. And what a lot of people may not realize is there was a heroin crisis of heroin addiction of soldiers in Vietnam. And when the administration realized that this war was coming to an end and we were going to be bringing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of heroin addicts back into our country, there was a big freak out. What are we going to do? So a lot of time and effort was put into, what are we going to do with all these addicts that are coming home? Frankly, they didn't care that there were addicts over there because it was serving the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But what they discovered was when these triggers that were being triggered on the front lines of war were taken away and they came back into their homes, the amount of people that came back who were addicted in Vietnam who came back was around 1%. 1%. And the 1% who came back who continued to be addicted were people who came home without family structure, who came home and they had the same kind of traumas as they did in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So they had the same answer to their traumas as they did in Vietnam. So they discovered very quickly, and it blew everybody's mind, that how did everyone have this physical heroin addiction, but they came home and without any therapy, without any work, they just simply went back to their lives and they didn't use heroin anymore. So often the idea and this constant suggestion that we get that there's a physical addiction, we hear it, has planted a very deep subconscious belief that there's a physical addiction. So we create that physical addiction. What it really is a mental addiction and a belief in an addiction.
Mm-hmm. I think it's almost like similar to the placebo effect, because like some people take placebos and feel like they get a medication or things like that. I mean, I know we're going back into Western medicine, but it seems like the mental aspect of telling you this is going to do this for my body, even though it has no type of active ingredients and still physically can heal you if your mind convinces your body that it will.
I've said for a very long time, and I come from the pharmacy world, that the very best, the most amazing drug that was ever created was placebo.
Mm-hmm.
There's no side effects. It doesn't harm you in any way. It's highly effective.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you the power of your own mind. There is no greater drug ever created in the pharmaceutical industry than the placebo.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting because obviously I've heard, like I said, the placebo effect. I believe there's a book named The Placebo Effect that just explains kind of what you just alluded to about the power of the mental or the mind. So
if there's so much power in tricking the mind, imagine how much more power there is when you have intention of changing your mind. Right. So you're not doing it by accident. You're mm-hmm. actually doing it by intention. Then it's not just something that applies to one condition. You can apply it to your entire life,
mm-hmm.
your emotional relationships, your work, your job, your career, your personal life. There's no aspect now that's off limits when you do it with intention.
One thing I wanted to kind of, because you were just alluding to the soldiers from Vietnam. Do you see any current soldiers now that they suffer from what they call PTSD?
I most certainly do. I absolutely do.
Is that something hypnotherapy you've discovered also works in the same aspects?
It is highly effective. And I just want to say really quickly that traditional hypnosis, you know, the swinging watch or the watch my fingers, that approach is effective, but there are even more highly effective approaches and protocols that we use as mm-hmm. trained hypnotherapists that are much more effective. So I do use traditional hypnosis, putting them in the recliner and inducing trance. That sounds so like ooh, magical. But we use other techniques like emotional freedom technique. I use conversational hypnosis, which I find to be the most effective. If I put someone over in the chair, their conscious mind is automatically looking. No matter how I might induce trance, there's still a part of them that's like, okay, was that a suggestion? Was that a suggestion? And as soon as they're aware of it, they throw up that filter that blocks out the thing that doesn't already agree with their belief.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm talking to you and I'm using techniques to plant suggestions by the tone of my voice, by the cadence, by the words that I use, by the words that I emphasize, I am automatically bypassing your conscious mind and planting suggestions. I've actually been doing that today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I do it naturally, and that's one of the reasons I was drawn to this, because someone told me, actually a person I graduated pharmacy school with, told me, Hayden, you know, you're really good at doing that thing. That's why you were always the person who mediated. You were the person who could bring two people together who were ready to kill each other and have them walk away, maybe not best friends, but seeing a commonality, shaking hands and actually working together with each other. It was a natural gift that I had. Like I said, I didn't know it was a thing. So when I discovered it was a thing, I wanted to make sure I was properly trained and that I was properly certified. But yes, it's life changing.
Wow. I'm interested now. I mean, I don't know, because obviously I would love to come in and do a session with you, even though I know you say you're kind of working on me right now too, but I can see, I don't know if I can't see it now. I'm sure when I go back and listen to this, I might be able to see it. But that's something I'm definitely interested in the future. Now, one thing I wanted to, a couple other things, topics I wanted to talk about before we ended this interview today was we were actually talking in the beginning about, you know, we were talking about, you know, just getting to know each other. And I told you about, you know, my personal training business. And you kind of alluded to the fact that this, it's, that people that are getting looking to get in shape by maybe hiring a personal trainer, that's kind of the first step you see people that are going to be eventually maybe coming in here to kind of work on their mental fitness too.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of, why do you think it's more important to take the, as you said, and it's in the title of your facility here, the holistic approach, not just the physiological aspect. I want to love to hear about what you think of the benefits of taking that holistic approach.
Absolutely. Well, you know, if you want to change your life, and I'm going to go a little bit more Tony Robbins here for just a moment. If you want to change your life, you have to change your mindset. And there are three ways you change your mindset. You change your physiology, you change your focus, and you change your language. And what I was telling you earlier is I so commend you and I admire you because you are changing people's physiology. And I don't mean people that go join a gym and then they don't show up, or they go to a gym and they go once every month and then they drop out. When people hire a personal trainer, that's an investment. That's taking it to another level. So you are very much literally on the front wave of a person who's changing their mindset and changing their life. That is a holistic approach. That is bypassing all of the fears. It's not treating symptoms. I'm not throwing a pill at you. I'm not cutting on something. I am going deeper into the mind, into the body. You know, some of the work that you do is going to prevent people from having to have surgical procedures because their body is going to be strong. Mm-hmm. Their structure is going to be strong. The things that would normally be pulled out of alignment, which would cause injury, won't happen because of the work that you do. That's the holistic approach. Looking at the whole body, the mind, the body, the spirit, looking at all aspects of the body, the digestive system, nutrition, the physiological system with your weight, nutrition, as well as your personal training. You are changing people at the very core and foundation. I tell people all the time, if your premise is flawed, then everything that grows from your premise will be flawed. If your belief is flawed, then the feelings that grow from your belief will be flawed, and the behaviors that grow from your feelings will be flawed. So I like to work with people like you because if a person is making the investment in a personal trainer, they are making an investment in changing their life. And I want to be able to step in as well and change their mind. Mm-hmm. So while you're changing their physiology, I'm changing their focus and their language. Mm-hmm. And you change any two of those three things and you change your mind. If you change all three of them, you're going to have a profound and lasting change of mind and a profound change of life. So we're partners in this. You may not know that when you came in here, but we're partners in changing people's lives. And I find that, I mean, I know I've been monopolizing this conversation because I get so excited about this stuff that I just can't stop.
No, that's exactly what I wanted. And I think that's a great note to go down on because that's a super important to try, like you said, take the holistic approach to health. It's not just the body, it's, you know, the mind-body connection. And then even more so the three aspects you just outlined. Please take some time to give people your contact information. So if they're interested in coming in and setting up a session with you, they can do so.
Yes, I'm Hayden Sutherland. You can call me directly on my cell phone at 813-928-9850, 813-928-9850. You can visit our website at EssentialBalanceTampa.com. That's all one word, EssentialBalanceTampa.com. You can email me at Hayden@EssentialBalanceTampa.com. I would be happy to give anyone a free consultation. Which is very important. I can do it over the phone, or you can come into the office here. And I also want to say that we have a very comprehensive approach here, and we work very synergistically with each other. So the chiropractor here and the massage therapist here, we work together to put together a very comprehensive protocol for your health and wellness so that we can change your physiology, change your focus, change your language, change your life.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you, Hayden. I really appreciate you coming on and speaking with me today. And hopefully, I mean, I definitely want to come back, maybe do another podcast here. Maybe we do a session, either hypnotherapy or something out. I don't know if that could be recorded, but I would love to try to pursue that, because I think with all these services you provide here, I think more people need to know about them.
I'm all about it. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you, Hayden.
All right. Take care.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation we had with Hayden Sutherland, and because I really did. I mean, he educated me on the whole. I mean, obviously, I was aware of the alternative forms to medicine, that a little bit different departure from the Western approach to medicine that we really focus on in this country.
Yes, also known as modern medicine versus traditional medicine.
There you go. Yes. And I learned that kind of in the interview, as you guys heard. So, you know, I've always heard the adjective alternative almost.
Yes.
But like
other
Hayden
parts
said,
of the world,
yes, like Hayden said, and like
close.
Shannon knows from experience, it traditional is way better way to describe it.
Yeah. I mean, if you were comparing years of, you know, usage, modern medicine has nothing on these types of practices.
Right. So, and both are very important. I think they can both be used in kind of synergistically, you will.
Oh,
so
totally.
Nobody, we're not talking about, you know, there's some great modern advances in medicine. Geez, anesthesia makes so many things more possible now.
Having
more
babies.
Possible, is that right? Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That's
I
right.
I can attest to the
so,
power
So, I mean,
of that.
Some of the modern advancements in Western medicine are awesome, but we've, for some reason, I think they've overshadowed those traditional methods that are also
yes.
very effective.
And
as
there's
you guys
a lot
heard.
Of there's a lot of skepticism. I think, you know, I grew up with family. Obviously, my family's been in this traditional or alternative medicine area for pretty much my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an aunt that is actually a hypnotherapist, and she works specifically with like cancer patients.
Wow.
And really has found, I mean, there's tons of studies. This is not anything I'm just pulling out of my butt. There's tons of information about how these techniques and hypnotherapy can actually visualization, guided mm-hmm. visualizations, can have an impact on something even like people that are battling cancer or
right.
recovering from cancer or even loved ones of cancer. It's just amazing the power of your mind, and if you actually put it to concentrated use,
mm-hmm.
that is really, I think, the power of this kind of medicine.
Right, and that's what Hayden said was that, you know, it was kind of a little dirty secret that he said a lot of people in his field don't want to give out, but hypnotism is really a intense form of guided meditation.
It is.
And it's you're really connecting, get into the subconscious mind to change the way you feel, your feelings and things like that. And you're changing that will change your approach
yeah.
to and different aspects. Like he said, you know, you said your aunt was treating people that were dealing with cancer. Hayden treats people, even soldiers with PTSD or somebody that's smoking,
so
weight loss,
yep.
depression. I mean, there's so many aspects that the mind, like you said, your mind can really heal you.
Yeah.
And we talked about it in the interview, the placebo effect. That's a real thing. I mean, there's done study of people just taking sugar pills and being healed because they think it's some sort of type of treatment.
Yeah, your brain is more powerful than even science today knows. I mean, I think what did use 10% of your brain or something? It's
yeah.
Like, it's a small fraction compared
right.
to what you're capable of.
Right.
And we haven't even tapped into it. But we're also not really taught to explore our mind
right.
and the kind of depth that I think you can get into with techniques like visualizations
mm-hmm.
and hypnotherapy.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and meditation.
Right.
So these are avenues that are widely unexplored on average.
Right.
So thus the skepticism, thus people saying, I don't want you to make me talk like a chicken or, you know, use my butt to mime the Pledge of Allegiance
right.
or something like
yeah.
that. those could be embarrassing. But those are also stage stunts.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Not what we're talking about.
Right, exactly. There's no, those are for comedic effect, if you will. These is actually, even though it's the same, probably maybe some of the same, practices, but they're just the end result is for something a little bit more noble, what Hayden's doing over there at the Essential Balance Center. As Hayden said, guys, take advantage. He actually gave his cell phone, as you heard in the interview, said, give him a call. You can have a free consultation over the phone.
Very generous.
Yes, we'll make sure to put that in the show notes along with the link to their website. They've got a lot of different type of, disciplines, I guess, or...
Yeah, they have a lot of different, services over there.
Yes, services. That's a great word. That was the word I was looking for, discipline. Yes. So, as you guys, check out their website, and if you live in the Tampa Bay area, give them a visit, because they have I have a feeling we're going to be visiting and talking to more people from there, and maybe, I think kind of like a, we're going to have some like a co, what is the word? I said synergistic earlier, did it?
Yeah.
I think wording's using synergistic.
It's good.
All right, good. So I feel like we're going to have a good synergistic relationship with the Essential Balance Center. So
yeah.
I think their values have aligned with us too. So
I want to go check them out.
Yeah.
So, and also be sure to stop by our Facebook page, the Addicted to Fitness Podcast. Make sure to put podcast in there.
That's right.
And we will be posting the links to their pages and things as well, so that you can go and show them some love on social and check them out a little bit more.
Absolutely, guys. Show us some love too. Give us those ratings and reviews in iTunes. And one more, show love to our sponsors, the Hemp Coffee Exchange, by visiting hempcoffeeexchange.com and
using the little promo code ATF.
That's
save
right.
Yourself 20%.
20%. Can't believe
20%.
It. 20%. Uh-huh. All right. You got anything else for them?
Got nothing.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.